AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is set to release at least one opinion today, and it could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. People in Colorado and 14 other states will head to the polls. Nikki Haley did win in D.C. over the weekend. Stranded in a blizzard for hours. It's what happened to a lot of folks in Northern California over the weekend.
Rescuers working to reach drivers after the most brutal blizzard of the season swept through the Sierra Nevada mountains, dumping up to 12 feet of snow and packing wind gusts of up to 190 miles per hour. More than 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80. Parts of the highway shut down for days. Officers going car to car. And although this storm has passed, another one is on the way tonight.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history on the basketball court. She is now the top scorer in NCAA history. That's what it sounded like in Iowa City when she broke the record. This is ABC News. After several delays, four people now speeding their way to the International Space Station.
Three astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut in a SpaceX rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Headed to the International Space Station, technicians closing the hatch discovered a hairline crack in the seal. They examined photos of it and apparently determined no problem with the heat of reentry when Dragon comes home in 6 months. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new study possibly linking sleep apnea to memory problems. Researchers finding that patients with sleep apnea are typically 50% more likely to report issues with their memory. And the investors looking to take over Macy's are trying again after the retailer said the last bid was too low. Arkhouse Management and Bridgegate Capital Management have come back with a new one, boosted by nearly $1 billion. Macy's says it's reviewing the proposal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed a major portion of over $2 billion in tax cuts from Republicans on Friday. The vetoed bills would have given tax breaks to people earning up to $150,000 a year, exempted some of retirees' income, and expanded tax credits for married tax filers. Evers said that the bills would have threatened the state's long-term fiscal health had they become law. Republicans blasted Evers for the veto, saying the tax cuts would have helped middle-class families and seniors. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24/7 tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of the year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
A good day for Brewer batters. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willie Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with two hits, two RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. You know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a four-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost seven of their last nine. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, the capital city, Madison. John and Gorney, the show, along with Sam, our producer, who will, you know, scour through all of the cuts we have today and play them for you in order. It's not
there's an
happen.
Order?
No, there's not. Yeah, that's right.
We don't have an order. Do
no, we
have an
don't.
Order?
No, I don't think we do.
This show is out of order.
This show is out of order.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. It's 7 minutes past the hour, and happy Monday to everybody. You guys have a good weekend? Everything going okay in your world?
I think so.
I haven't talked to you all weekend.
It was a wonderful, warm weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Kind of windy, a little breezy. A couple of times my hat almost flew off of my head.
It should have. It was really windy out there. We had garbage containers rolling down the streets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Leaves blowing across my driveway that were certainly tempting for my puppy to go after.
Yeah. They love to chase leaves.
They do.
Little dogs.
Initially, yes.
Yeah. They can't understand it. It's just something to chase.
Yeah.
Because it's running around.
Are they alive? Yeah. Are they? They find out they're not.
Mm-hmm. It's 35 degrees already. We're going to see highs in the mid-50s this afternoon, and we do have a pretty good chance for at least some showers, maybe even a couple of thunder storms later today. So, yeah, we need the rain.
Yeah.
We're way behind.
Remember last week when we had a wind-warm temperature? It got warmer via the wind, right? Remember, it was warmer.
Yeah.
The wind chill was warmer than the actual temperature outside. So you know, now that there's warmer temperatures out there, we should bring up something like this, the wind warm temperature.
Yeah, I have no idea why that happened. I've never seen that happen before. It may have been an anomaly, may have been a mistake with the computer or something. But yeah, the feels like temperature was actually warmer than the actual temperature.
Because
of the wind. Yeah,
it's crazy. Everything just flipped on its head. We couldn't make sense out of weather anymore. I don't know. You know, you come to accept certain things in this world, and that is a correct temperature. Oh, by the way, speaking of correct temperature, we have another way to come up with a more accurate temperature than the Weather Service or any meteorologist that you can watch.
What about the weather roulette wheel? Isn't that accurate? That's not accurate anymore?
That is super accurate, but we were working on two items at the same time just to see which one was more accurate than the other.
Yeah.
And
So are you going to debut this right now?
No. What? Well, yeah, I could. Later. I guess we're talking about it, right?
You know, it's your call. I mean, you brought it up. So.
Well, okay. All right. So we were working on two things at once, only because the Wisconsin Lottery decided to get rid of one of their lottery ball machines. And
we found out about this?
We did.
We get this from Wisconsin Auctions, that place that you always see advertising?
Yes. And we thought, what the heck? You know, maybe there's some secret here that we could use in order to come up with an accurate temperature. And we have one that instead of all the balls that they have normally in the Wisconsin Lottery, it only uses two balls. And we thought, that's it right there.
Perfect. Well, until it gets warm, really warm. And
really
warm.
Then we can't use it. Then we'll go with the weather roulette wheel. But this is the lottery, the lottery temperature machine.
Okay.
There it is. Well, there's the first ball.
Okay, first ball is a three.
Oh, there's the second one.
There's the second ball. Looks like a five.
A five, there you go.
Current temperature is 35 degrees.
Not bad,
amazingly accurate. That matches right up with what the National Weather Service is saying. That's great. A wonderful new machine.
You can't get stuff like this anywhere else.
You're exactly right. We have the exclusive on the pre-owned lottery machine.
Let somebody else try, okay?
Yeah.
Let them try. Yeah. You know, I know there's an axe-throwing way of doing this. But we're gonna leave that to Eric Hufty.
Okay. Yeah, he was throwing some axes over the weekend, right? Yeah, we got that story coming up in a little while. But but first, it's time for the National Day Calendar. You ready for this? What day is it today, John? Sam?
Monday.
Is it
I'm wrong.
Is it National Sons Day? Is it Marching Music Day? Is it or is it not National Grammar Day? Is it National Hug a GI Day? Is it National Pound Cake Day? Or is it National Magazine Day? Which one of those does not fit, okay?
It's not Magazine Day. It's not Magazine Day.
You're right. You're right. Oh, hang on a second. The bell fell over here. There we go.
Oh, technology, damn it.
Yeah, I know. You are correct, sir. It is not National Magazine Day.
No.
Why would they have a day for magazines? Nobody reads magazines anymore. It's National Sons Day. Sons. You sons out there,
what
I'll tell you.
Is it your relatives?
Well,
let me tell you,
every year on March 4th, National Sons Day honors the sons of the world and those who raise them. The day also takes a look at a son's role and his relationship with those around him. Around the world, slightly more sons are born than daughters. Both bring joy to families, though. Our rambunctious sons grow in.
What a great description. This is an amazingly written description.
I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. Our rambunctious sons grow into adult men and forge their own independence in the world.
Oh, God.
Some are soft-spoken and gentle. Others, with a spark of curiosity, fill every hour with questions, some unanswerable. Okay.
Wait a minute. Is this age appropriate? That's what I want to know. We got to protect our kids from this thing.
Yeah,
this is a horrible description.
I got to read that last sentence again.
Yes, please.
Others, so some are soft-spoken and gentle. Others, with a spark of curiosity, fill every hour with questions, some unanswerable. Let's salute our sons today. John, you've got a couple of sons.
I have a son over in
Indiana, so I'm going to phone him up later on today and wish him National, Happy Sons Day.
He has some unusual questions to ask you.
Yes, okay.
Really, seriously, that was the worst description of having a son anyone could ever come up with.
It's all made up.
Yeah. It is terribly made up.
Okay, it's Marching Music Day. Well, okay, move on.
I know. Keep going.
No, you can talk more about it. You've got two sons. How are you going to celebrate National Sons Day? Huh? With your sons?
I don't know. I'll probably make breakfast for them or something like that, which I do every day. Okay, go ahead.
Why don't you wake them up and get them on the show here? You just wake them up and ask them to get on the show so we can talk to them.
You know, they used to be up at this time. They've switched their sleeping schedule to a more normal schedule.
Yeah, they don't want to have anything to do with you, right?
Yeah, that's right. They work around me.
Yeah. It's Marching Music Day. Do we have any marching music anywhere in our library, Sam? Do you have something?
Where's our music man? Yes. There we go.
There we go. 76 trombones led the big parade with
110 cornets close at hand. That is from the music man, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's going to be singing this today.
See, my wife loves this. She loves this play. You know? And I'm just like, you know, we've watched it three or four times. And I can't say no because, you know, then she gets angry. She loves rewatching it over and over. It's fun to watch, but not that fun.
Once or twice. Yeah, that's it. Marching Music Day. March forth to the rhythm of life on Marching Music Day. Honor the dedicated musicians and performers of many diverse styles and backgrounds. Marching Music Day celebrates all the varieties and art forms that bring us music on the move. That's right. They not only do they have to march, they have to form, you know, letters and pictures and stuff out on the football field. That's got to be really
I don't
difficult.
Know how they do that.
I don't know either.
Watch that in fascination every time they do these marches and they form these letters and everybody's in perfect sync. It's crazy.
Neither of you were in like marching band in high school or something.
Never.
Oh.
Were you in marching band?
Oh,
what
no.
What did you play? What did you play?
I play clarinet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good for
that's
you.
Right. Yeah, they have a clarinet in a marching band.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's a band instrument.
It is. Yeah.
And do you still play the clarinet once in a while?
Here and there. I wish I played it more, but.
Yeah. And how about marching around while you're playing it? Do you still do that on your own?
Only when no one else is watching, of course.
Okay.
Unless I want to put on a show for my neighbors like that guy with the bagpipes you were talking about on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Right.
What is a clarinet? How would you describe it?
Is
it a long
what is
instrument?
A clarinet?
A long stick-like
what is
instrument? Is it?
It's
is that
a
what
reed
it looks
instrument.
Like?
It's like, I don't know, 3 feet long.
Yeah, it's tall and thin, right? Like
It's not dark. tall, but I guess, yeah.
It's like
it's about
feet.
As long as a flute. It's not
two,
that big.
Feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You should bring your clarinet in tomorrow.
Sure, why not?
And rip off a few clarinet tunes for us. Okay. We got to move on. National Grammar Day. It's National Grammar Day today. So watch your P's and Q's. Grammar Day. It's important. National Grammar. The observance encourages the use of correct grammar in both verbal and written language. Blah, blah, blah. The estimated number of words in the English language. Well, this is something you don't hear every day. It's a little factoid. How many words do you think there are in the English language? Well, there are 1,025,109. That's it. More than a million words.
It doesn't seem like enough.
You don't think so?
No, I think they're wrong. I think they should start counting again.
Okay. It's National Hug a GI Day. We salute all the GIs around. And so gather around your servicemen and servicewomen. Give them a hug. It's National Hug GI Day. You might want to let them know ahead of time. that you're going to hug them. You know, just don't, you know, walk up to
them.
Is that
what we call them? GIs? Is that?
Yeah, what? I don't even know.
What
does a GI stand for? Okay. We'll have to do a little research on that. I'm not even sure. Do you guys know?
I don't know.
I'm drawing a blank on that. Okay. And one more day here before we go to break. National Pound Cake Day. You like pound cake? Remember pound cakes? Sara Lee pound cakes?
Yeah,
they're not. They're really not good for you. They're made with a lot of flour and butter and eggs and sugar, a lot of sugar.
Yeah, you don't need them.
A lot of sugar.
You don't need them.
Not good. All right, that's it for the National Day calendar for today. And not a moment too soon. All right, 19 past the hour. When we come back, Spring Green Restaurant's been named on the National Register of Historic Places.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
All right. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 yeah. FM at 1580 AM in Madison. I remember that song being used for a radio station in Milwaukee a long time back.
Really?
They called it Sunshine Radio.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Album rock station.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, it's National Suns Day, so we're playing that. And it's we were talking about GI. What does GI stand for?
G.I. Joe.
Well, okay, but originally GI stood for galvanized iron, the primary material used to make military items, like buckets and, you know, military hardware. But the military grew and evolved over time, so GI took on multiple meanings, including government issue, general issue, and even ground infantry. So that's what GI stands
for. Well, I don't know. You know, I'd like to throw in an updated version of that.
Really?
There's this guy named William Wolfe. He's a former Trump official, and he's declaring that pretty soon we're getting very close to Christians taking up arms, and I would have to call it God's infantry.
Is the work of peace then our only business? No. In such a time, even the God of peace proclaims by his providence to arms. And if we have ever lived in a point in time in American history since then that we could argue that now is a time to arms again, I think we are getting close. Now, Davies sets that out and says that it is right, even though as Christians we seek peace, that when the enemy is pressed upon us, if we fail to heed the call to arms, then we are acting as cowards.
That's right. Cowards.
The enemy.
So this is God's infantry. They're recruiting right now, and we'll see what happens, and maybe they'll be fighting against us.
Wow.
Wisconsinites all over the state.
That was scary. Who was that guy? Just somebody
talking
about
that? That is William Wolfe. He's a former Trump official, and he'll be back, by the way. They're inviting him back to work with them in renewing America.
Okay.
Project 2025.
That's getting a lot of publicity, this Project 2025. This is the ultimate plan that the Republicans, some of the Republicans are putting out there, the MAGAs.
It is.
For after the election. It's their overall plan for America.
It is huge.
The New Deal.
It is. It's amazing how this has caught on. Finally, here I thought we were the only program in the nation to talk about a Christian nationalist agenda in 2025. Is that nationalist agenda, by the way? So we're on top of it. We're on top of it here. We know what we're doing.
Okay.
Sometimes, every once in a while. We do have to qualify that.
Hey, well, how about a little good news here? You know, in the last couple of days here, it's been such, the weather's been so nice. People are out and about and traveling around, and Spring Green just got a big notification. A Spring Green restaurant has been named to the National Register of Historic Places. This is the Spring Green restaurant at Riverview Terrace, which is just up the street from Taliesin. You've been to Taliesin, right, John?
Oh, yes.
Over the years? Mm-hmm. Sam, maybe you have. Maybe you haven't. But what a place Taliesin is. Of course, built or designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And it's a wonderful. They have mid-century modern arched vaulted ceilings with skylights in this restaurant that he designed. It's no longer used as a restaurant. They changed it into a sort of a gift shop. Mm-hmm. But, it was named by the National Historical Registry people as a historic place. So, I mean,
if you've ever driven out there, it's an amazing neighborhood, really.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's huge. A lot of farm fields separating these Taliesin-type homes out there, Frank Lloyd Wright homes. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. I mean, they're all on top of these majestic hills out there. And they're gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I've had a few homes out there that I had to visit for the Census Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, and it's a nice ride.
Mm-hmm. It was built back in 1953, the Riverview Terrace restaurant out there, so congratulations to them. Oh, wait,
from a telephone.
We have the phone lines are lighting up here this morning. Mark is on the phone with a question or comment. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you just played that clip of that guy talking about the Christian soldiers going to take up arms against the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Right.
I didn't realize we're assaulting their churches and
right.
forcing them to give up Christianity and torturing them. And it just is... It's just remarkable the lengths that these people, the victimhood that they're constantly claiming, a few decades ago that in some of those churches they're actually preaching against equal rights and that the Klan getting blessings for their attacks on black churches, and that if somebody on our side was giving that kind of language. Under the last administration, they would be being arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
It is because last time I went to church, all I had were a couple of cupcakes and a piece of pie and a cookie, and along with some coffee. So I wasn't a real big threat at the time. So it's these mega churches that pronounce things like a God's infantry. Taking up arms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they have an interest in that. Maybe they have such major influence over their voters, and they are preaching from the pulpit, by the way, who to vote for. I remember watching one video where the guy said, yes, you got to vote for Trump. And he was behind the pulpit at the time. And then he said, I can't do that. So he walked around the pulpit, and he stood in front of it and said the same damn thing, like, oh, that corrects it. No, it doesn't nage what you just did, and you told your parishioners, by the way, to just vote for Trump. I think the ACLU was going to challenge him on that very video. Hmm. So we'll see what happens anyway.
And they certainly should, because it's been going on for far too long that they're actually preaching, actually giving voting advice, telling, commandment who to vote for from the pulpit. They should lose their tax-exempt status. I mean...
Right.
That my father, who was a religious man, objected to the under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, and he also objected to preaching that kind of thing from the pulpit.
Right.
But he was brought up a Catholic back in the day, and when Catholics were actually looked down upon and not trusted at all. That prior to 1960, when Kennedy got elected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you can see what happens when you leave the door open just a little bit by adding under God. Into the pledge, they allow that, we can put that in there, no big deal, and it becomes, a major talking point at this point in time.
Thank you, Mark, for your call. Appreciate
it. Mark. Appreciate it.
29 past the hour, we've got news and weather, and Pam Yonke's got a farm report. Coming up, the Supreme Court ruling on Colorado, the ballot case, that ruling is expected today.
Oh.
Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Consumers are starting to make difficult decisions at the grocery store that agriculture needs to pay attention to. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It can basically dictate the direction that your markets are going. Cody Koster, a dairy agent and broker with EverAg, explains why dairy particularly needs to pay attention to consumer preference.
You might not splurge for the extra cheese, the extra yogurts. You're going to get just the necessities. And until some of this inflation goes down and these prices start to kind of peter out, there's not a whole lot that is going to change that domestically. I think you're still going to see good pizza sales. You're still going to see people going out to eat. But if these pizza companies and these restaurants need to continue to pass along through their business the price of inflation, it's going to get harder and harder to go out as a family of four, five, six, whatever that might be, and pay that bill for the extra spending foods, we'll call it.
Cody Koster, dairy agent and broker with EverAg. He says dairy consumption is still holding firm, but the cost of things like freight definitely impacting how consumers will be spending their money. Markets in overnight electronic trade starting off this Monday morning. Firm as far as the grain trade's concerned, quiet in dairy. Numbers are next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 165. 40-pound block cheese dropped 5.5 cents to 155. Double A butter down 0.75 cents, 275.75 per pound. This morning, December corn's up 2 at 461. November beans are up 6 at 1145. July wheat, that's currently trading down a penny at 560. While April class 3 milk's unchanged, 1678 a hundredweight. We've got the May milk currently trading unchanged, 1722 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Our first Monday of March. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60, tonight thunderstorms 37, tomorrow sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 34.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Rocky Mountain High.
In Colorado. Yeah, I thought I could sing like this at one time, and we can't anymore. Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your magical radio dial, or at home, if you have one of those old-fashioned clocks right next to your bed. A few people do. They like those things.
I do.
I like them. Yeah. Oh,
see, everybody's got some ridiculous-looking clock instead of maybe an Alexa device next to your bed.
A lot of people use just their phone as an alarm clock.
Right?
That's true. Yeah.
I have a wind-up alarm clock. I have two battery-powered alarm clocks, and then I have my phone. So I have like four devices.
But you're an alarm clock collector.
I love them. Yeah. I go to antique shops just looking for old-fashioned alarm clocks that still work. And most of them do.
And you like the ones that flip the numbers, right? The number flips down.
Long as they're operational, I like the older.
Was that in clocks. Groundhog Day?
Oh, yes.
Is that the one that Groundhog like the clock Day, flips?
Yes.
I'm just imagining Gordy has a room in his house that's like dedicated to all of his clocks. It looks like the opening shot in Back to the Future with hundreds of clocks everywhere.
Oh, yes. Well, that's right.
I haven't quite gone around the bend that far yet, but I'm getting there.
He's working on it.
I used to collect radios, table radios, but those were too bulky and took up way too much room, and most of them didn't work, and so they were interesting art pieces, but they're just old, and I didn't have a place for them. So then I transitioned to transistor radios, smaller, more, you can buy them cheaper, and plus they still look cool. They look very modern-esque,
What I liked about the old transistor radios, they would break all the time.
Yes.
Or at least they'd drop off your bike.
Right.
Something and like that.
Bust. Yeah.
And you get a new one and it had that fresh smell of plastic. I'll never forget.
Right. Yeah, and the little earpiece.
Yeah.
Little earpiece. Would get all tangled up. It had wires that they weren't pliable wire. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We were playing Colorado.
It does matter. We're beyond all that now. We have Bluetooth.
That's right. Today, John, here's the big news, John. The
about
big
Rocky
news
Mountain
story.
High, Colorado, right?
Yeah, the big news story. This is from Reuters, but all the news sources have it. The U.S. Supreme Court plans to issue at least one ruling on Monday, the day before Colorado holds a primary presidential primary election. Tomorrow is a Super Tuesday.
It is.
So, anyway, the ballot initiative, the Supreme Court is they don't normally operate on Sundays, but apparently yesterday they were very busy. So everybody's got their the radar up that the Supreme Court is going to make a ruling today on the Colorado ballot case for Trump. So we'll see what happens. We'll watch it closely, and we'll let you know if it happens this morning. Here,
it's kind of interesting how they wait till the last minute. It seems like maybe they're just too busy to deal with something as minor as, who's on the ballot, who isn't.
They got very, a lot of stuff. Very, very busy people.
Yeah, it's quite a busy schedule, getting bribes and taking vacations
from
billionaires.
They have to get to all these get-togethers, all these conclaves they get to, they have to. And then they have speaking engagements, where they pick up a little extra and spending money.
Yes, and tell us how they're going to vote on any particular case. But then, of course, they say that's not really how they think. Unless there are other details that might sway them one way or another, sure, we got you.
Yeah,
it depends on who puts the money in. That's what it's about.
They're really good at kicking the can down the road until the last very second, and then even then they may not rule. So we'll find out what happens today.
Well, the immunity
the Colorado
thing.
Case.
Election day isn't that far off. How soon do you think the Supreme Court could rule on this?
Well, Michael, that depends. When is Election Day?
November 5th.
They'll rule on November 6th.
So
there you go.
So this is purely political.
No, it only looks entirely that way. But you have to remember how complicated this issue is. The justices have a very difficult legal question to answer. Can the president break the law anytime he wants? Hard to say. Constitutionally speaking, can he burn down the White House for insurance money? Can you set a bomb on a bus that'll detonate if the bus goes below 50 miles per hour? Can he stick his penis in a barrel of warm coffee beans at Whole Foods? These are not easy questions to answer.
Oh, yeah, aren't they, though? I mean, to me, all these cases seem pretty open and shut.
Okay, did you go to Harvard Law School?
No.
Well, I did, to use their bathroom once. And because I have that legal background, I understand that these things take time. They're going to need 2 weeks to read briefs, another two to debrief. Then you need a silent retreat from the briefs. You rebrief, lots of stretching and hydrating. And then it's July, which, of course, is French American Heritage Month. And that is very sacred to Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, okay.
I think he's Irish. Here's the thing. There has to be some way to get this decided before the election. Can't they work around the clock? Democracy is hanging in the balance.
Okay, but what about the other balance? Work-life balance. Grind culture is killing all of us. I mean, look at me. One minute I'm reporting from the Middle East, and the next I'm flying to D.C. to stand here in front of this very real Supreme Court. I'm exhausted, and that's all on top of my cardiology practice.
You're a doctor?
I used a lot of med school bathrooms, yes. Look, the point is the justices are human beings like the rest of us with full lives. They need time for things like being with their families, traveling in their Winnebago, keeping Donald Trump out of prison.
Yep, there you go. Busy court schedule. You never know when they're going to get together and make a decision.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we'll stand by. You know, we'll get the latest news to you if and when it breaks this morning. Did you hear this story, John, that Lauren Boebert, what she said over the weekend? Get ready for this.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Here's the headline. Lauren Boebert says, quote, "She's not dumb." And she
no, I did not hear this one.
Well, it gets even better than that. She said that she knew switching districts would be tough. You know, she's in one district, she ran in, now she's running in a different district, thinking she'll get reelected. She has a better chance of being reelected if she switches districts. She says she's not dumb. She knew switching districts would be tough, but she talked to God and he told her to press on. So she had a conversation with him. Again, she says, "I talked to God," and she asked, "How do I address this? Will this be perceived that I'm not fighting?" And God said, "Do you have more faith in your ability to fight or my ability to open a door?" So God just threw that out there, and she thought about that, and she decided to switch districts. So good for her. And we'll see if God was right in that, making that prediction for her, that she'd have a better chance in that district. So he opened the door. God's a real opener door guy.
He stands next to doors and opens them for a lot of different people.
He's a doorman.
He's a doorman.
He's everywhere. he's opening doors for everybody, not just her.
No.
A lot of people are listening. We got a text, actually, from someone, and they were listening in when we were discussing this, actually, off the air on our private feed here. That's public. God is telling me that Boebert needs to get her OnlyFans account set up.
There you go, see? there it is.
Well, that could be true, too. Well, things could be true.
Only if God gives his blessing to Boebert will she do anything. Yeah. Now, I wonder how many voters out there are convinced by anything she says that she is inspired by or told by God to do. Do you think they're going to vote for her because of that?
Yeah, apparently he calls her on the cell phone. I don't know. She has an immediate pipeline right to the big man. So, good for her.
Yeah. Been working on it. Yeah, I went to Sunday school, and I was hoping to hear from God. And confirmation? No, not yet.
No voices in your head? Nothing?
No, okay. No voices in my head.
Okay.
Got married in a church. Nothing happened there.
Yeah, I was there. I witnessed that.
Best man,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a fun
but
day.
But did you hear from God at that point?
I did not. I did
But
not.
You did open the door for us without any orders from God. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I heard from some people after I made you know, the big announcement that you know and I gave you the toast and everything. A few people thought that I went on a little too long.
God did.
God, maybe that was God speaking to me. I don't know.
Through everybody. I didn't want to take responsibility for it, though. If there was going to be a fist fight, they can handle it. God's infantry. That's what we'll call them from now, the GIs.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we got a special announcement now. Yeah. Remember last Wednesday, John, we were having pancakes at Short Stack Eatery. We decided to do our broadcast live from
that's
there.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, well, we're doing it again. They invited us back, so we're going again Wednesday morning. Short Stack Eatery will be there from 6 to 8 a.m. This coming Wednesday. Mark that on your calendar. You can stop by, say hi, have some pancakes, hang out with us, have some coffee. They're at 301 West Johnson, where Johnson meets State Street and Henry Street. It's a wonderful place. We really enjoyed being there. So we thank them for inviting us back. We'll be there Wednesday, 6 to 8 a.m.
Now, this is something anybody can plan. We're telling you ahead of time that we'll be there, and I guess we'll be there for the next number of Wednesdays, definitely. So stop by if you can. Get an autograph by Gordy, who used to be a weatherman.
Give you autographs out? Okay, sure. That'll be a big draw.
What was your kid's show? What was the name of the kid's show?
The Fox 47 Superstars Kids
Superstars Kids Club.
Yeah, that was on from 1987 to about 1991-ish, I think. Yeah. Well, you made an appearance on the show. We found some old tape on the weekend.
Yes.
And you actually stopped by the Kids Club and talked to Francois the Fox. And
you know, if you want to see that, go to democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. There's a tab there for John and Gordy. Check it out. It's the very first video. I just added it yesterday. Yeah. And it shows us on the kid show with puppets. And it's just when I had a conversation with Francois Fox, the puppet.
Yeah.
And we had a little, you know, we almost had a fight, you know.
Well, you and the puppet. Yeah, yeah. No, not you and me. We were fine.
It was very close. And as you know, there's a fist inside that puppet. So but it had the upper hand.
You know, whatever ever happened to Francois Fox? You know, he just, after that show ended, he just, I never heard from him again. You know, he just went off into the...
Now, here's something. I bet you haven't thought about being a former kids show host, that these are millennials walking around out there who are influenced by the things that you did on that program. They laughed, they cried. It was a very emotional experience for that kid's show.
I'll tell you something really funny. Okay, a couple of years ago, I was working at the Tommy Bartlett Show. I was the main stage announcer. And this guy walked up to me. We started a conversation, and he was, you know, I was talking about how did you get, you know, to, you know, where you are here at the Bartlett Show. Of course, the Tommy Bartlett Show, the premier live entertainment venue in Wisconsin Dells for 69 years till it closed at the pandemic. Sure. But this guy's talking to me. We're talking. He goes, yeah, I used to. And somehow it came around to television, and I found out that he used to watch the Kids Club show when he was a kid. Oh, yeah, God. And he was like, "You're that guy," and I was, "Yeah." In fact, you were talking to puppets and stuff. That was hilarious. And he said, "Yeah, I watched you every morning and every afternoon because we were on with the cartoons of the day." So
I don't think you know how important that was. You know,
you think so?
I mean, you know, you can tell everybody, but I. My dream was to be a puppet talk show host.
Oh,
you know, I wanted to be in a kid's show with puppets. I wanted to do that desperately, and you did it. You lived out my dream for me. I'm living vicariously through your show.
We could revive that whole thing. I mean, we could do that. We could do that now, just a talk show with puppets.
Yes.
I think that'd be fun.
I would love that.
It'd be a big ratings grabber, I think.
Much better than AI faces, you know.
It is 6:49. Coming up, Eric Hovde is throwing axes. Why?
My neighbor. Won't you please? Won't you be my neighbor?
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do?
Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Check us out on social media as well. We're on everything. You can watch the video. You can hear us talk between breaks. You can do anything you want to this audio if you'd like. Just check it out. And you can also go to our Civic Media app and give us a call or text us via that app.
Mm-hmm.
We're there.
It's easy to get a hold of us. Yes, you can contact us that way, or you can call us. You can text us. We are in touch, so you be in touch. 608-879-8255 is our
number.
I've
got something here. You know, we're talking about Boebert. Now let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay? She is literally telling people, now she's telling people to murder Nancy Pelosi. Now, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It doesn't take any speculation to understand what she is saying in this clip. Check it out.
She's a traitor to our country. She's guilty of treason. She took an oath to protect American citizens and uphold our laws. And she gives aid and comfort to our enemies who illegally invade our land. That's what treason is.
Exactly.
And by our law, representatives and senators can be kicked out and no longer serve in our government.
And what else?
And it's a crime punishable by death.
There you go.
Is what treason is. Nancy Pelosi is guilty of treason, and we want her out of our government. She's held her seat of power for 32 years. She's 78 years old. She is dying in Congress.
Wow.
We are fed up with these corrupt politicians that hang on to their power just to make themselves rich.
Yeah, I wonder how long Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be in Congress. I mean, if she's reelected, will she continue to run for her seat? Because now she's going to be a career politician as well, I would assume. You know, she likes Apparently. The celebrity status that she has right now. Now, understanding that message was pretty clear, you know, just pretty clear. Right. So a representative from the Biden-Harris campaign, Monty Boa, wrote this very convincing case. It's not legal, of course, you know, but he did make a convincing case from what you just heard. He wrote, on January 6th, Marjorie Taylor Greene called for the execution of Nancy Pelosi, falsely alleging she committed treason. That's felony libel and incitement to violence. The mob chased Pelosi while Boebert texted her location. Later, a man attempted to murder her in her home, right? Yeah. All of that flowed from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to say, wow, that would be a great case to have and present in court.
Well, yes.
And they should be taken to court for all these irresponsible comments that they think is appealing to their voter base. I don't know.
Well, I think, yes, it's obvious. I believe it's against the law to threaten a federal official of any kind, and that's pretty blatant.
It is.
Case of that, open and shut. Yeah, they should be taken to court. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and then there's another thing that came up, and everybody was a big fan. A lot of people who watch MSNBC were big fans of Mehdi Hasan, who left the station. I don't know on what terms. I don't know why that happened. He was the best fill-in for all of the announcers there at MSNBC. But for some reason, he's gone, and he's starting his own little network now, and he's very good, and he's going to be telling the straight truth on all of this stuff, and you know he always does. But he had this comment. I thought this was really interesting about the election and Joe Biden, how he's destroying his chances of getting reelected because of the way he's handling the issue in Israel. Now, here's the case with a host asking him a number of questions. Check it out.
Anything at this point is progress when hundreds of people are being killed every day. But I would point out, you used the right word, marginally better. A new study came out this week that said even if you get a ceasefire tomorrow, 6,500 Palestinians will die in the next 6 months from the public health conditions. And if you don't get a ceasefire tomorrow, 58,000 Palestinians will die over the next 6 months. We will be complicit in that. It's our weaponry, it's our money, it's our diplomatic support, and our president can stop this. And I hope he does.
Real quick,
but I don't think he will.
Before you go, I mean, obviously, you know, this has become a major political issue for the president. Do you think that if it does cost him the presidency, that it should, given his decisions on this war?
What I would say is that Joe Biden has rightly said for the last few years that Donald Trump poses an existential threat to our democracy. The idea that he would risk not only his own presidency, but the future of American democracy for the sake of Benjamin Netanyahu and Itamar Ben-Gavir and Bezalel Smotrich and the rest of the fascists in Israel is bizarre and inexplicable to me.
All right. Mehdi Hasan, thank you very much for all of that.
That's telling it like it is, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as you know, I've been talking about, you know, my two Gen Zers here are very angry with Biden. I mean, they're going to vote for him, but they're not motivated. And that's the part that drives me crazy. We got to get Gen Zers, college students, 20-something, 30-somethings motivated to go out there and vote. But if they're hedging or they're not excited about it, it's not going to turn out the way we want it to turn out or have them turn out in the huge waves they did in the past election. So this is a killer, and I don't understand why he's dragging his feet on this. I know he wants to negotiate something, but every day it's getting worse and worse and worse, and we're watching just these horrible scenes, which are indescribable. You know?
Well, they were able to get in some relief over the weekend. You know, the U.S. government went in there and they landed a plane with a lot of relief supplies and medical supplies, that kind of thing, and some food. I believe some water as well. But yeah, it's just the beginning of that. And I know they have more planned to do that. But yeah, they need a ceasefire, and they need it. It's been needed for.
They've come up with one.
Months.
I guess they've agreed to one now, and it'll go in place when. You know,
well,
how long do we have to wait for that?
Well, 30,000 people have died.
Yeah. Look at what they've done so far, and it's totally inexcusable. You just can't. I can't wrap my head about what they have done, what their motivation was, and I know their motivation. And I know Netanyahu, I know what he wanted to do, what he wanted to accomplish, and that is wiping out Hamas completely. And that means everybody else around him.
Yeah, that's the end effect, yes. But in any case, it goes on, and we'll see for how long. All right, 6:58.
Okay,
next hour, we're
going to get to the Onion's candidate for the Senate, Eric Hovde. We'll talk about him just a little bit.
Yes.
So stay there on.
All right.
John Gordy Show.
John Gordy.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Kwala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Kern Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The European Union has leveled its first antitrust penalty against Apple, fining the company nearly $2 billion.